There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We start with the headlines. Columbia University expels students over protests. And October 8 documentary exposes campus antisemitism. In the United States, New York's Columbia University has expelled and suspended students involved in last year's pro-Palestinian protests, citing violations of campus policies. The move follows the Trump administration's decision to pull $400 million in federal funding, accusing the university of failing to combat anti-Semitism. The crackdown reflects growing tensions over pro-Palestinian activism and its impact on Jewish students. Meanwhile, Mahmoud Khalil, a Syrian-born Columbia graduate, remains in federal detention, raising concerns over free speech and deportation policies. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused protesters like Khalil of supporting Hamas and has vowed to defund universities that allow illegal protests. Meanwhile, a new documentary, October 8, that takes aim at Hollywood's silence following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, is due to be released today. Filmmaker Wendy Sachs documents the rise of anti-Semitism on U.S. college campuses in the aftermath of the attack and criticizes both Hollywood and women's rights groups for not speaking out. Featuring interviews with survivors and celebrities, October 8 examines how Hamas infiltrated universities and the media, aiming to combat the growing tide of anti-Semitism in America. She spoke to Fox News.
On October 8th, when I saw the protests in Times Square, and then I saw what was happening the next day on October 9th at Harvard, where more than 30 student groups signed on to a letter blaming Israel on the attack on itself. And then we saw the same thing happen, you know, campus after campus.
Staying in the United States, pro-Israel Democrats are calling on Republicans to reject a controversial Heritage Foundation report that proposes phasing out U.S. military aid to Israel over the next 20 years. They argue that endorsing the plan would weaken the U.S.-Israel relationship and embolden adversaries like Iran. In response, the Heritage Foundation's defended its stance, criticizing Democratic administrations for limiting aid to Israel. Democratic groups have raised concerns over the report's potential influence, linking it to broad isolationist trends and stressing the importance of bipartisan support for Israel. Meanwhile, Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin and President Donald Trump have discussed their differences over the Middle East conflict. During a visit to the White House this week, Martin reiterated Ireland's support for a two-state solution, while Trump reaffirmed Israel's right to defend itself. Martin also stressed the urgent need for hostages to be released.
But we do desperately need hostages out, all of them. And then we need a ceasefire. We need to consolidate that. We need a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Because again, there's too many children and too many people starving. Sure. And so on. There's too many. And it's that humanitarian impulse is what motivates the Irish.
And Disney's scaling back the premieres of its live-action Snow White remake, reportedly to avoid controversy surrounding its lead actresses. The studio scrapped a full red carpet event in Hollywood, instead opting for a small screening with limited press access. A UK premiere has also been cancelled. The move follows tensions between stars Rachel Zegler, who's publicly supported the Palestinian cause, and Gal Gadot, an Israeli actress and vocal advocate for Israel. Gadot recently spoke at an Anti-Defamation League summit on anti-Semitism.
My name is Gal, and I'm Jewish, and we have had enough of Jew hatred. Isn't it crazy that just saying that, just expressing such a simple fact about who I am, feels like a controversial statement? But sadly, this is where we're at today.
This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.